This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Swinging a high drive into center field. Hits at the wall. It is gone! Cassis does it again.
Again.
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
Welcome back to Playtesting. It's episode 173. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Before we get going, remember, hit that subscribe button. Rate us 5 stars wherever you're getting your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube on the WEEI channel. We've got the Playtesting playlist there. Has all of our episodes. So subscribe to WEEI. Hit the thumbs up on those videos. And follow us on the socials, at Playtesting on both Twitter and Instagram. No Sammy today, but we got Pat and we got a very special guest, Rob Bradford. Bradfo, the podfather himself, is back to join us. And I guess we're here. I don't know. We're here to cope a little bit. I don't know. We're fresh off this that Bills-Chiefs finish. And I don't know about you. I just cannot stand either.
What's wrong? Eagles. Come on. Get your mind right. Get your mind right.
I can't.
Focus. I'm playing the role of Sammy, all right? All right? Sammy would tell you to focus right now. Focus up.
This so, Mike, okay.
It's about the Chiefs and the Bills or the Eagles or the Commanders, the Super Bowl.
All right, Rob, I'll focus
on the Boston Red Sox.
I'll cope in a different way because I've basically been like, I wouldn't say rage tweeting because I'm not there yet. You'll know if I'm rage tweeting, but it's not coping either. I don't know. It's just like frustration tweeting about this Alex Bregman stuff for the better part of 2 or 3 days. Basically since Alex Spears – no, basically since the reports of the Ryan Pressly thing, which now is done. Like, he's a Cub. So the Astros have freed up that money, which I don't know about you guys. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. Like, Bregman's going back to Houston.
Well, I mean, I felt like once that report came out that the six-year deal was still on the table from Houston and Altuve was going to play outfield, I'm like, that's – that's for me, that was where it was. Everything changed. Everything changed. Now, people could wake up and listen to this, and the Red Sox could sign Bregman. That's our disclaimer. I'm giving you a disclaimer, all right? Because the world of podcasting, this stuff happens. But I think as we sit here, it started to me back then because I thought that, A, if Houston was going to be involved in any shape or form he was going to be drawn to them. It was going to exactly what was going to happen happened, you know, with the players, with the teammates, with the franchise, with the organization, with the community, all of it, it would be drawn back. And then when you hear 6 years, the Red Sox, and we can get into this, I mean, the fact that they weren't going to go, I don't think, never felt like they were going to go 6 years.
So I have a question for you, Rob. Like,
this
offer, the 6-year offer, supposedly, and I guess it sort of depends on where you look, but I think the common thought here is that that offer never actually left the table. So if that's the case, like, why?
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that? You think, because they did say they re-engaged this week, but then you'll also see people say that offer technically wasn't ever off the table.
I think what happened, and I listen, this is just an educated guess, but when you sign Christian Walker, when you trade for Isak Paredes, and I think you can go back, and there's probably quotes from the Houston people saying it's going to be a long shot now, right? Right, Pat? You're not
Yeah. Yeah, there were some comments regarding that, like, it looked bleak or the door was shut in some capacity, yeah.
Yeah.
And they said it, too. Yeah, you're right. From Dana Brown, he did say it.
And the scuttlebutt throughout baseball was, well, Bregman's market's dropping. Like, would he ever be able, forget about 7 years, would he be able to get the 6-year offer? And so, and honestly, I felt the Red Sox were falling into that world, probably Detroit as well, where you're like, oh, well, you know, Houston's out. That we know that they offered 6 years, but we don't have to offer them 6 years because Houston's out. So we're going to play the market and see if Bregman's market falls and falls and falls and falls. But I do think that the dynamic changed with Houston over the last few weeks where, as I said, I think you just have so many voices, including one of the most powerful voices is Jose Altuve saying he'll play outfield. So there you go.
Do you think this could have been different? Because this is going to be something that I think a lot of Red Sox fans talk about, particularly for this year. We'll see how far into the future. It depends on how they do. But the way I'm thinking is, what if the Red Sox offered, let's just say, 5 years, and they did that in December? Could this have been different? Obviously, if they'd offered him $200 million, it would have been different. But is there a reasonable price that the Red Sox could have gone to and struck a deal with Bregman before we got to this point where the Astros are back in the race? Because, I mean, we may never know that, but that's going to be where my head goes, is could they have just prevented this?
It just adds up to the point where if Houston isn't in it for a period of time, which is, that's certainly how it feels. And Pat, once again, you can back me up. I'm not misremembering things when it comes to quotes. I think I have the image of Dana Brown basically saying this. Say, listen, maybe it was after the Paredes thing, I don't know. But I say, listen, you know, this is going to be a long shot now. Everybody thought that. And certainly, I think that they don't even go down the road with Christian Walker if they honestly think that Alec Bregman is going to be a guy, because we didn't hear the Altuve stuff until this last week, and it feels like we would have heard that Altuve stuff a whole lot earlier. Now, when it comes to the Red Sox, because of that dynamic, why I'm bringing that up is that I do feel like because of that, there was a window to be more aggressive than they were, and this is the thing that drives me nuts. And I know that I was in a car yelling this to you the other day, Gordo, but I will repeat myself, that if you want the player, what drives me nuts is that if you do the bullcrap 2 or 3 year offer, oh yeah, we gave, like the Schwarber offer, oh yeah, we gave, we're sort of interested, whatever. All right, fine. But if you're like offering 4 years to Alex Bregman, then you kind of saying, well, we want a guy for a significant amount of time. So if you want that guy for the significant amount of time, then get him. Enough. I mean, what is the difference between 5 years? I'll say it, even 6 years, if you want the guy. If you think that that guy is a good fit for the next 4 years, then what are you doing playing games for year 5 or even year 6? Figure it out. figure it out, because I think the biggest thing is that it's showing that they wanted the guy at some level. They saw all the things that we saw in him. He checked off all the boxes we were checking off, right? So they wanted him for that amount of time. So if you want him, then go get him. And they did. And right now, as we sit here, it doesn't feel like they are. And also, it also feels like because of this Houston dynamic, they missed this window of opportunity. Because believe me, for a while there, it sure seemed like you had Detroit and you had the Red Sox at the top of the negotiating table. And I don't think Alex Bregman ever wanted to go to Detroit unless they were going to give him the Carl Crawford treatment. So, yeah.
The Carl Crawford treatment. Pat, you got the quote from Dana Brown? What did you say?
I do. Just to prove that Rob is not misremembering. This is from December 23rd, so right after, or last day maybe, of winter meetings. I think the negotiations stalled. I thought we made a really competitive offer. We had to pursue other options, .. Paredes is going to play third base and Walker is going to play first base. If that does not definitively say we tried our best, we are out, I don't know what does. You know,
and you know, Pat, like what speaks even louder than the quotes is the actions. Like Rob said, like they're not going to sign Christian Walker if they think they're getting Alex Bregman back. Yeah. Like they're just not going to do it.
They thought there was going to go nowhere with Bregman. And so they're like, well, we got to do something. We got to be proactive. So we're going to get Christian Walker. And you know who wasn't proactive? The Red Sox. You know, and I'll come back to it. This, you have to do the disclaimer here. You never know. He might wake up and he might sign, or they might make a trade, or they might sign someone else. I don't know. But all I know is that all we can go by is what we see right now. And what we see right now is a market for Alex Bregman that absolutely sure looks like it all leads to Houston. And this isn't Bogarts. I mean, let's not get this twisted either. This isn't like, oh, we like the player, but they'll win 11 years and we aren't going to go to 11 years.
No one thought
you should go to 11 years with Xander Bogarts. And really, like really, the Red Sox, what that dynamic was the Red Sox were legit. I was just told this at the winter meetings. The Red Sox were really like, it was the Red Sox and Padres. That's what it was for Bogarts. But when the Padres blow them up, the Padres did pull the Carl Crawford. The Padres did pull the David Price. The Padres did pay, you know, the equivalent of, you know, whatever it was. It was $40 million more. So, in this case, you know, X amount of years and X amount of dollars more. But this isn't that. This is not that. 6-year offer from Houston should not blow you out of the water.
But it's not just that though, Rob. The thing that frustrates me the most is that it didn't even need to, because right now, if that's 650 whatever is on the table, if you're the and let's look at Houston. This is the place that he's been his whole career. This is the place that he's won every year of his career. It's the place he's built his family. He's built his legacy. And let's look at the money too. There's no state income tax there. So not only are you going to have to blow them out of the water for financial reasons, because you got to make sure he's taking home more money, you got to blow him out of the water to make him leave the place that he calls home.
And you the other part about it is that, yes, Boston Red Sox, the place, the historic franchise, Fenway Park, the place that everyone wants to go to, place everyone says it's the best place to play baseball from 7 to 10 or whatever.
It's the Mecca.
Now it's 6:40 to 9:30. Whatever. It's not that way anymore. You have to get your head around that, everybody. You have to get it. And this, again, that the Red Sox have to pay more. They have to pay more. You want to play in this market. You want to play this game with free agency. You have to pay more than other teams. And then you factor in everything you did, everything you said about Bregman. It's the rich man, Zach Eflin, right? We're putting that on the T-shirt.
Yep.
Congratulations, Alex Bregman. You're the rich man, Zach Eflin. But yeah.
But that's why it frustrates me so much, is that they just didn't take – and it's not even like it was a short window. It was an extended month-long window where all you had to do was put a competitive offer on the table and the guy seems to have wanted to come here, but now with Houston back in.
Well, does it? Let me ask you this. Let me ask Pat this, because he's sitting there with his just looking up stuff on Google. So, looking great. Congratulations on your Super Bowl, by the way.
I knew there was going to be a comment. I knew there was going to be a Nick Sirianni comment.
You're one of the finest coaches in the NFL. Anyway. So you did – I lost my train of thought. But you basically – when it came to this whole dynamic, you had the opportunity. You had this opportunity to go – you had a window – again, this is what I was going to ask Pat. You had this window of like, okay, here we go. Here we go. That's it. But they were what ultimately seemed to happen as we sit here is that they tried to play the market and they got burned. And they'll say, no, we didn't get burned. We set our price. We didn't want to go 4 years. We have Christian Campbell coming up. We have Marcel Lamar. We have David Hamilton. We have all these guys. We have Sedan Rafaela. We didn't get burned. We just set our price. Well, that's not the case, because you offered a guy 4 years. You offered a player 4 years. So you were playing the market. You were playing the JD Martinez game. And if it plays out like it seems like it's going to play out, and if it doesn't, I apologize a million times, but it seems like you got burned.
Yeah, I think going back to those Dana Brown comments, so that was probably, we're talking about 6 weeks ago. You had about a five and a half week window where it was you, Detroit, where he just seems like he doesn't want to be, in Toronto, who may or may not have been in on him. No, so he has an offer, or at that point had an offer, 6 for $156. You're telling me that if they got a little bit creative, you know, 5 for $155, 6th-year vesting option, deferred money, so many different contract approaches and avenues to go down, they couldn't have got anything done without guaranteeing 6 years. I find that hard to believe. And like you said, Rob, it really did feel like they were just kind of waiting for Bregman to fall into their lap, kind of like JD did. And they got burned badly, really badly.
And I'll add to that too, because like I respect the JD move. It worked. It was one of the best free agent signings.
There was no other teams bidding against him.
But that's what I was gonna say is you're a one man show in that race, because you're in the American League, where at the time there's only 15 DH spots in baseball. And how many of those 15 DH spots were filled at the time? It's an educated guess on the Red Sox part that there was not gonna be another team in on JD Martinez to that extent, being willing to go nine figures on a deal for him. With Bregman, like, look at the Red Sox. They were only going to fit him because he's a versatile guy, can play second base. Like, this is a guy who can play multiple positions, is a leader for a team that maybe wants to win now, can also be sold as a leader for a team that's trying to bring up kids. That's kind of why it fits so well with the Red Sox, is because that's a little bit of both with the Red Sox. Lead the guys lead the kids in the future.
What I just don't understand is that if you wanted to say, all right, we have these guys coming up, they're our second base candidates. Fine. You know, Campbell and Sedan Rafaela and Mario, all of them, that's fine. You want to go that route, fine. But instead you're saying, from what we know, instead you're saying, well, we're all willing to go 4 years. Well, what's the difference? Like, what's the difference? The narratives are completely different, because we can tell you why it fits with Bregman, because you play second base for a year, you delay these other guys, maybe you play Campbell all over the place, I don't know, but Rafaela all over the place, you trade somebody, I don't know, but you play Bregman at second for 1 year, then you move him over to third. Congratulations, Rafi Devers. You played it one more year at third base. Now it's time. Let's go. You're DHing or whatever, whatever it is. But you move Bregman over, and now you have your young player at second. Like, that's where it fits. But what'll happen is it'll say, well, you know, we have our guys. And everyone, by the way, will get excited when these guys hit 800 in spring training, and maybe it'll work out for them. But this isn't, to me, this isn't like Jordan Montgomery all over again. I'm not going to do that. I was, and why everyone was screaming from the mountaintops about Jordan Montgomery. I know about you guys. Can't remember. Were you screaming?
A little bit.
Yeah. You know why? Here, sit on my couch. I'm going to tell you why. Because you like the idea of Jordan Montgomery. People like the idea of Jordan Montgomery.
People want
like,
to see them spend money.
Right.
It's that simple. They have
That's my point. This
Since
was
Dave
different.
Dombrowski left, they've signed two free agent contracts of 3 years or longer. In 6 years, this is six off seasons, and it's two. It's Story and it's Yoshida. That's it. That's why people want Jordan Montgomery. That's why people just want to see them show that they care.
I know, but that's this is you're making my point, is that they like the idea of him almost more. They barely even understood what Jordan Montgomery was. And I don't think anyone thought it would be this bad, certainly. But they like the idea of him just as much as they like the player. With Bregman, yes, they like the idea of them spending money. But what they should do is also understand of why they should like Alex Bregman as the player. And as I said, maybe Bregman's terrible. Maybe his terrible would be a terrible acquisition. Maybe Christian Campbell wins Rookie of the Year. You don't need second base anyway, whatever it is. But as I sit here, I feel pretty confident for a lot of reasons that Alex Bregman is a really good fit. And part of that, one of the boxes of the 10 boxes he checks, is business. Guys, it's business. It's getting kids and families and fans help a huge step forward in terms of investing their fandom back, their fandom and belief back in the Boston Red Sox. Because right now, it doesn't feel that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And I think a big part of the problem here is the constant feeling of just being gaslit by their upper management. And like last year was full throttle. This year I could give you I have the timeline on Twitter. Like September 19th, Craig Breslow said O'Neal is probably going to hit free agency and that's going to be a quote massive hole that we need to fix. On September 30th, we can no longer ask our fans to look to the future to think about a Red Sox team that's capable of winning the division. November 20th, Sam Kennedy says they're down to go into the luxury tax if they need to and that they want to win 90 to 95 games, win the AL East for multiple years. December 10th, in order to attract free agent talent, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. I think that's the sentiment of our room, and we recognize as we're trying to improve our team, this can't be about doing what feels perfectly comfortable. Fast forward, December 30th. I can say right-handed bats that we feel like play at our park are of interest to us. In a perfect world, we're getting elite-level production from a right-handed bat in the middle of the lineup. All of those things were said this offseason, and yet you've got a guy who fits the mold, and the most they're willing to go is 4 years when the guy is going to get 6+. That's the issue here. It's the... They say these things, and they do completely... I don't want to say they do the opposite, because they did get uncomfortable for a trade, but people want to see them spend money when they say they're going to do it.
But can I tell you guys, like, the frustrating thing should be when you get to this level, when you get to 4 or more years with a player, you know, it, same thing with Max Fried, right? When you get to that level, then win. Win. And if you don't win, make it because the guy didn't want to come there. But the quotes that you just had, Gordo, about getting uncomfortable and understanding we're gonna have to pay more than we want, whatever it is. Well, there's a level of that. Fine. If the way they're approaching it is that approach, whatever they think that is, it's second or third. They still aren't finding the level of discomfort that is a first place finish with these.
But that's why it's so frustrating, is because they say, their words say, we're going to get uncomfortable for free agents. We understand that we can't get guys to come if we're not going to get uncomfortable. 4 years to Alex Bregman, that's very comfortable. Nothing more than 2 years this offseason on any free agent, and the only two-year deals for Patrick Sandoval, who, like, it's only two years. Because, like, yeah, it's not a two-year deal. That's comfortable.
Teoscar Hernandez is a great example of this, and like about... I thought maybe, once again, who knows when we wake up or when we, the offseason isn't over. I am more wary of these very definitive statements than most, because I do think that there is, it's a long offseason and we freak out about a lot of things and then the next day we're not freaking out about it. But all we can go by is what we see and what we hear and what we know right now. And Teoscar Hernandez, I would hope they would have learned their lesson from last year. And that lesson was, well, we set the price at 2 years. Teoscar Hernandez looked into my phone and said, if they offered 3 years, I would have gone to the Red Sox. A year later, they're chasing Teoscar Hernandez again, and they miss out on him again when they could have had the guy. Guess what? Teoscar Hernandez, for a couple more years, would have looked pretty good. Right? We would have been stressing too much about that 3-year contract you gave Teoscar Hernandez. But that's the lesson, is that stop setting the price. It comes back to what JP Ricciardi said, and I know it's a very broad statement, but worry about what you're getting instead of what you're giving up. Just do it once.
I have a question for you guys. Pat, I want to get your take on this first, and then I want to get Rob's take. Because if and when Alex Bregman goes off the board elsewhere, I think we're all assuming it's going to be Houston and it's going to be soon. How are you guys going to feel about the fact that the Red Sox didn't present Tyler O'Neill with a qualifying offer? Because that's something where in the moment I thought, give this guy the qualifying offer, he'll probably take it. But guess what? A 1-year, $20-something million deal with Tyler O'Neill. There are far worse things for a guy who was the second best producer against left-handed pitching in baseball last year And yes, he strikes out. But guess what? If you landed Juan Soto, if you spent the $700 million there, what's eating another what? $5, $6 million to facilitate a Tyler O'Neill trade if need be? Like, you could have gotten it done. It could have happened. And now if they lose out on Bregman, it's like, okay, what's the backup plan? Because that's going to be where we go next year, is what's the backup plan? But let's start with the Tyler O'Neill thing, Pat. Do you think that there's regret there that they didn't give Tyler O'Neill the qualifying offer? Because I thought that was an error in the moment, and I'm more sure of it now than I was even in the moment that that was an error, not giving that guy the QO.
Yeah, I mean, I think retrospectively, you kind of have to say you would have given him the QO. But I think coming into the offseason, there were so many realistic right-handed bats that they were A, linked to, and B, could have had. Like, you had the Adamases, the Hernandezes, the Alonzos, the Santanders, the Bregmans. There were so many guys that you were like, better long-term than Tyler O'Neill. Better than Tyler O'Neill. Better than Tyler O'Neill. So when they didn't do it, it was kind of shocking, but you're like, okay, they have plenty of options. We are now a month, 6 weeks from pitchers and catchers, and all of those guys except Bregman are now off the board. Yeah, Tyler O'Neill looked pretty good on a one-year deal because clearly they don't seem like they're willing to overextend for Bregman, and they have no plug for O'Neill's hole.
Oof.
That was a tough one.
Pat, your face as soon as you said it.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Do you guys charge for this OnlyFans account?
Ask Pat.
Oh, that was a rough one. That's a rough one.
Pat, Rob, how are you
segueing into your new career? I like it.
Oh, that was a rough one.
Rob, what do you think about the Tyler O'Neill not getting the QO? Do you think there's regret there?
No, I mean, yeah. Well, I think that – I do think that that piece see if I can do this without, like, making – continuing going down this road of vulgarity. That piece, they're going to be able to – I think they're going to secure that piece. See, you can't say anything now.
That sucks. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah,
Pat, your face was what made it great.
Yeah.
You said plug, and you're like, how do I write the ship here? Hole.
Anyway, yeah. So I think that's gonna be that's something that I could see, like, them trading for somebody, you know. But that's not what we're talking about here.
Well, no, but it's got to be, though, because once Bregman goes off the board, what?
Like, no, no.
What's
but
left in free agency?
But, like, but listen, I mean, yes, they need a right-handed bat, and I still think they can probably trade for a right-handed bat or find a right-handed bat, like or Arenado, whatever it is. All I'm saying is that it's to me, it's two different conversations. To me, it's Alex Bregman is a guy that just fits for what this, not only this team needs, but this franchise needs more than a player that I can remember in a long, long time. So Trevor Story is a good player. They sign him, but a big reason why they sign him was because they could sell that as the fail-safe for when Xander left. They could lowball Xander, and then Xander's going to leave. And then so, okay, well, if he leaves, we got Trevor Story. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a guy who is in an organization that desperately needs this type of human being. Like, this is the opportunity to get this. So, yeah. So, I mean, again, I think they'll get a right-handed bat somewhere, some way. I don't know. But, yeah.
I mean, to your point, you look at the options. I mean, in free agency.
But they should have. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't answer your question. Yeah, of course. They should have, like, offered him the qualifying offer. Tyler O'Neill.
You look at the options in free agency, you don't see it. Trade market, like, we talk about a lot of guys. The only one that we know is available is Nolan Arenado. Like, if you follow my Twitter account, you listen to this podcast, you know that the three potential trade targets that I like, if not for Bregman, are Carlos Correa, Seiya Suzuki, Luis Robert. Only one of those names right there could bring the type of leadership and veteran presence that Alex Bregman brings in. It's Carlos Correa. But again, none of those three, like, you don't know if any of those guys are available. And if you're bringing in Nolan Arenado, like, correct me if I'm wrong, it's Casas goes if you're bringing in Arenado. Like, unless Cora was serious about the Yoshida left field thing, and Yoshida's going to play left field and Duran's going to be in center and Arenado could be at third and Devers is your DH. Yeah,
I didn't take Cora saying that way.
I didn't. I took it as him trying to drum up play value.
Yeah, sure. He might play five games in left field. You know, no, it's like,
I took it as him trying to be like, yeah, like, if you thought Yoshida was just a DH, Cardinals, no, he can play the field, please.
Yeah,
I don't. So it's like it's Casas traded. How does that make you better? It doesn't.
No, and so let's play this out, right? So you go. They say you trade for, I don't know, who's the guy from the Angels? I keep forgetting his name.
Taylor Ward.
Say you trade for Taylor Ward, right? There's your right-handed guy. There's your Tyler O'Neill. You don't make any other moves. And you say, well, we got this competition at second base. We have Rafaela. We have Christian Campbell. We have Meyer. We have Hamilton. Who knows? Someone's going to pop. We like our team. But do you? And you know, another thing we aren't even talking about? We aren't even talking about the other piece that they need.
Bullpen arm.
Do
you think they need a ninth inning guy specifically? Or because, no, like, to no, me, I don't
think it's all relative. I think that you need a guy who knows how to pitch in the late innings.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're not taking a flyer on the guy. Whitlock could become that guy. He's done it before, but you don't know coming off injuries. Liam Hendricks, obviously coming off injury. Aroldis Chapman, I don't want to see him as, like, saving more than 10 save opportunities a year.
He needs to be there for the best lefty in their lineup. He doesn't need to be there to slotted in the ninth.
He's still young. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, Chris Martin, they offered, like, more money to Chris Martin or whatever, because, yeah, that makes sense. He knows how to, yeah, he doesn't have velocity, but he knows how to function in those big moments. So you need someone along those lines, but you need someone along those lines at some point.
The way I look at it, and I don't know who your guys' favorites are, the guy I like the most is Tommy Canley, and I know everyone hates it on him because he throws all the changeups. Yeah,
so many changeups.
Anytime I mention this guy's name online, that's like all of the responses are, oh, he throws all the changeups. Like, I don't want a guy who throws changeups.
They're
incredible.
Well, if you anybody,
no one touches it.
Yeah, anybody who throws can throw 50 straight of the same pitch and dominate. I don't care if he has one pitch, and that's what he did going through the World Series, going through the postseason, through like 50 straight changeups. 50.
Yeah, and it works, and he's good for a sub-3 ERA every single year. And with me, I'd give Hendricks the first shot at closer, and if it doesn't work, I would try to work Slayton into that job because I think he's your closer of the future.
I mean, I think Canley is the perfect guy to plug the hole.
Oh, there we go.
You bastard.
Pat, who do you want to see plug in that hole?
Well, I think since we found, like, since Rob said that they offered more money to Chris Martin than the Rangers did, there are two guys that immediately stuck out to me that kind of fit that mold. Kirby Yates, who may or may not have signed with the Dodgers.
What the hell's that?
Or David Robertson, who I like the best right now is David Robertson. I think that is your perfect 1-2 year guy, maybe 1+1, but he fills that Chris Martin need to a T. He is perfect for that spot. And I like Canley too, either of the two, really.
Rhode Island man, David Robinson.
Kirby Yates thing, like, they're just looking to clear a spot, right?
That's what I thought.
Then why? I mean, I agree, but why the hell would Mark Feinstein wrote an article about, like, all the best remaining players unsigned? He wrote it like on Friday, and like with the bullpen, he had Kirby Yates
in there. Correct me if I'm wrong, when that Kirby Yates day happened, everybody came out and said he was agreed to a deal, right? I mean, it wasn't just
no.
Like
so what happened?
He was just
Yeah, Nightingale said that agreed to a deal, and then Rosenthal and Heyman said, it's very close. Okay. And then we never heard anything else ever.
Well, I would just say this. I remember when our good friend Joe Kelly signed a deal with the Dodgers or agreed to a deal with the Dodgers after the 2018 season. And it was legit. It came out. It was right after the winter meetings. It was at least two weeks before they announced it. And it was all to clear a 40-man spot.
Which the Dodgers do need to do, right?
Right.
Yeah, because Scott.
Yeah, sometimes it takes longer, but I always remember like, oh, that took a long time. I mean, this isn't – then there's always the case. You never know. Remember, you guys were like 3 years old, but J.D. Drew, when they went through that, or Mike Napoli, that was a better
example. The Napoli one is the one I remember.
Napoli, I remember Napoli.
You never know, but you have to renegotiate the deal because there's something physically wrong. I don't know. Kirby Yates would have been a good signing.
Oh, I would have loved him. That would have been great.
I mean, guys, time's a ticking.
Are we in February yet? It's getting there. What is it? January 27th or something?
26th. So much for the dream of a fast off season.
I know. And they were so close too. Like we're right now, the Red Sox are a right-handed bat and a reliever away. They were a right-handed bat and a reliever away. What? Like, before Christmas, right?
Five weeks ago.
When did they get Bueller? That was the last thing they did, right? Besides like Blake Sable or
28th, I think.
Like, I'm serious. Like, what? Like, Bueller was the last thing. Hey, good guy, Robert Stock. Love Robert.
I know
Stock.
You guys had a great interview with him.
So did you, Rob? He's a great dude, and I cannot wait to watch him this spring. Seriously, like the Pitching Ninja videos of him are crazy. He's a different guy than he was in 2020. It's wild.
It's a great spring training story, and we love good spring training stories.
Not only we need good spring training stories. That's how
we need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Who have you guys figured out? This is the most important thing. Who is going to get? What are you guys going to do? You have let the playtesting listeners decide. Right? This should be a contest.
I like this.
This is a scenario, everybody. All you out there in podcast world. The playtesting guys are coming to spring training. There's three of them. There's Pat, there's Gordo, and there's Sammy. None of them are related. So take that off the equation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You have one bed. You have one couch.
But it's a couch bed.
Oh, it pulls out?
Yeah, it pulls right. out. So there's technically could be two spots.
All right. Okay. And then you have the floor, which does have an outlet near where you sleep, which I know, Gordo, you're a big fan of.
Do you know that, or are you assuming that?
We can put a blanket near an outlet. There you go.
All right. So it's an option.
So put up this poll, Joe Braverman, or do whatever, however you can do it. What should the sleeping arrangements be for the playtesting guys? Should it be Gordo and Sammy sleeping in the same bed and Pat on the couch? Should it be Pat and Gordo sleeping on the couch with Sammy having the bed? I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities. Forget about the Red Sox offseason. This is the most complex question that we're going to get.
We need to figure something out first. Pat, so I've slept in the same room as Pat, I believe, twice. Two winter weekends. Pat, yep, do I have it right? Do you snore? I think you snore, right?
I might.
He snores. Okay, so this could be interesting. If Pat gets doubled up, ooh, and Rob, if Pat gets put in the living room, that might impact you too.
If he's snoring. Nothing impacts me. It's my house.
Yeah,
I'm sleeping in my bed.
Right, but if his snoring is close enough to your bedroom door,
then I will mandate that he moves across the house.
He'd be in the bed. Then it's Doug. But
well,
there's two doors.
We're forgetting. There's also another. I think there's another couch. There's two couches.
Oh, there are two couch. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's true. There is a second couch. It's not a bed, but it is a couch, Pat. Pat, do I have it right? Hold on, Rob. Do I have it right, Pat, that you love sleeping on floors? Did you say that or was that something else?
I wouldn't say I love sleeping on floors. What I would say is I have slept on kitchen islands, floors, countertop. I could sleep anywhere.
Okay, perfect.
Pool table?
Great. And settled.
Probably.
Okay.
Settled. The other part, we could also have someone sleep in Doug Lane's bed, engineer for WEI.
If that's an option on whatever sort of poll we put out there, it's gonna win.
That's,
we gotta get.
It's not an option. It's not an option for anybody. Zero people.
We're putting Sammy in the bed.
You're talking about. You know how the Red Sox right now cannot sign Juan Soto. The odds of someone sleeping in Doug Lane's room in the spring training house is the same as Red Sox being able to sign Juan Soto right now. So, yeah.
Why are you saying because Doug wouldn't allow it?
Yeah. Yes. No.
Okay. I don't know. Pat. No, I'm not. Pat, you can sleep with Doug.
I love sleeping with Doug.
Listen, maybe you guys. Maybe you guys could do a contest. Some lucky listener gets to sleep on the couch with Pat.
Whoa.
Double trouble on the couch with Pat.
Come on. Don't you care about the podcast?
Pat, you're the spring training rookie this year.
They can share a dog bed with Chester. How about that?
Well, that's not at spring training. He's going to be in Boston.
You know what the best part about the spring training house is?
What's that?
It's the bidet.
Oh no, I've never used a bidet and I never will. I forgot. I forgot about this. We had this discussion. You guys called me insane. I can't believe you guys do that.
It's great. It's the best. Nothing says beginning of a baseball season like going to spring training house with a bidet.
Pat, did you use a bidet?
I've never used a bidet, no.
There we go. Because no. Sammy liked the bidet. Rob likes the bidet. Everyone likes the bidet. My mom has a bidet in her house. They use a bidet. I see it and I bypass it every time.
I could see the wheels turning in his head. Was this a good idea to commit to spring training?
What have I gotten myself into?
It was a great. I've said this in the group chat. I've said this to them in person. The biggest case of FOMO I've ever had in my entire life was the live updates from spring training last year. I am slaving away at a clinical, working 40 hours a week for free. And Gordo's like, hey, look at this. Me, Sammy, and Tristan Casas hugging it out in the dugout. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Pat,
they did pretty well. They did pretty well. First time spring training, they did pretty well. The only time I had to reel them in, I think they were getting a little too giddy at one point, Pat. I walk in, and they're playing catch with they're playing catch, like in the middle of the conference. What are you doing?
The baseballs are just lying around. They're begging to
pass. I understand that.
No, that was a true getting thrown into the fire experience, because like we'd had a couple interviews over the StreamYard. Maybe Sammy had done some. I'd never interviewed anyone in person, and like we certainly had never like been around the Red Sox, and that especially in that capacity. Like my time around the team had only been as like a fan in the ballpark. So we literally the story is that we just got there. Rob picks us up from the airport. We drive straight from the airport to JetBlue Park, and Rob's like, all right, I'll show you around the park. It's not that big, so there's not that much to show. So he takes us. We go see the press box. We go see the media dining area. And he's like, all right, I'll take you down to the field. We go down to the field, and this is maybe within 10 minutes of getting to the ballpark. He introduces us to Tyler O'Neill, and then within 5 to 7 minutes of that, we're sitting in the dugout asking Tristan Casas questions on camera. It was a true getting thrown into the fire experience. Pat, you've had more experience at this point now going to spring training than Sammy and I had last year, so it's not going to be quite the same shock, but it is a crazy experience if you haven't.
Were they playing the Orioles that day?
Yes, because Jackson Holliday was there.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So part of that was you guys are in the dugout, Tyler O'Neill, hey, nice to meet you. Your arms look really big, whatever. And so
they were.
I mean, if Pat was there, he would have said, well, your traps look fantastic. But then, so then Casas is walking out, and you could hear him say, And Jackson Holliday is walking the other way, and he introduces, hello, I'm Tristan Casas, to Jackson Holliday. He's like, I play first base. Come over and say hi.
This is what you get being on the field behind the turtle watching BP. Things just happen.
Yeah, it's not that far away. I can't wait for you guys, after all my rants and all my tags, I can't wait for you guys to do the same thing with Alex Bregman in a Red Sox uniform.
When do you go? When are you going down, Rob?
I go down 13th, 14th, something like that.
February,
my wife, though, just started driving down today.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I thought you told me that she was driving down next week. She went down today?
Today. She's stopping.
Oh, that's right. She's stopping.
Yeah, but yeah, so she's – yeah, so – she doesn't like to publicize it, but she's working at JetBlue Park. I don't know what the big deal is. She didn't want to she stays with you guys, and she works at JetBlue Park.
Jen's the best. Love
Jen. Come over and say hi. And by the way, she's gonna be there when the Savannah Bananas are there for 3 games. So
oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun time. I cannot recommend them enough. Like if you're in Fort Myers for whatever reason, 3 straight days. I don't know how I'm sure their tickets sold out like crazy, but get to those guys. But
by the way, spoiler, so real quick, we talk a lot about second base. I think I texted you this, Gordo. I'm publicizing the Baseballs and Boring podcast. Plenty of podcasting to go around, right?
Oh yeah.
So I taped one with Marcelo Meyer, which will probably be dropping around the same time as this. and ask him what position he's playing. And he said he's been playing all different positions. He called the Red Sox early in the offseason to let them know that he wanted to play or was open to playing all different positions. And he's been working out also, drum roll,
catcher
in the outfield.
Oh, catcher. No, that's – the outfield is interesting. I more so see a path for him at second or third base.
Oh, yeah, but like, of course.
Do you think the outfield when he said it, and like obviously I'm going to
– No, I think it was the equivalent of Nick York like is going to work out in the outfield.
But was it like a I'll play anywhere and they suggested outfield? It's like, all right. Or it's like, no, I'm just going to make myself as versatile as possible because I need to be ready to go.
I think right now – I said this to him, it's not rocket science. The most logical path, because he did mention like his goal is to break with a major league team. His path is second base. And I think he can play second base. The problem is for him is it for what they are looking for, he almost hits from the wrong side of the plate. And that might be, you know, like if you have Christian Campbell, you have Marcelo Meyer, you have Sedan Rafaela. You know, so, yeah. There you go. So listen, after you listen to this.
After you're done listening to this show, hit up the Baseballs and Boring podcast. Amazing stuff. And I'll definitely be listening to Marcelo when that drops. I love that. He's a good kid. But maybe like a what? July? What do you think? August? Like he's going to need plenty of time.
It's impossible to tell. It's all impossible to tell. I mean, another podcast that we taped for later in the week, Sam Dykstra of MLB Pipeline, because they had put Christian Campbell at number 7, and I saw tweets about this that, you know, people, a lot of executives said that they would have put him at number 1 overall. That's how well regarded he is.
Yeah, I mean, consensus now top 10 prospect, and I just remember midseason last year there were a lot of.
Dude, he wasn't in the top 30 of the Red Sox prospects at this time last year.
No, at this time last year, not top 30. But I'm saying like maybe I think it was mid-season rankings when it was clear he'd broken out and there were evaluators questioning it was because he has a funky looking swing there. Can he catch up to big league velocity? Like what's it going to look like? And now it kind of seems like that theory's out the window and this guy's just going to be a stud, and I'm totally here for it because I mean, now we had that piece in the Globe where I guess he might have the best chance of anybody to start the season on the opening day roster out of the prospects, which I guess isn't a surprise because he hits right-handed, very versatile guy. But it seems more and more likely as time goes on, and they don't have a new bat that he's gonna be on the opening day roster in the opening day lineup. So Christian Campbell, man, he's a soft-spoken guy, but the dude's a killer. A killer at the plate.
Pat's good friends with him.
Oh yeah,
sure. Oh, Pat, yeah. Got to know him on the radio.
Yeah, yeah,
him on the radio.
Although Marcelo said they don't have the same car.
What? Oh. What? How's that?
Said that
who doesn't? Which one is off?
Christian has a slightly downgraded. What is it? BMW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not quite that level.
He didn't get that top 2 round money. He got that fourth round money.
All I know is that we're going to say it's all the same cars and we're going to make an album cover.
Yeah, we got to rock with that. Rob, we got to wrap soon, but I got to ask you one question. This is the most important question. It's only for the people who have made it to the end of the podcast get to hear this question. Do you see the tweets from our good pal Anthony the Red Sox fan?
Oh, the Boston ones?
Yes. Yes, the Boston ones.
Yeah.
Am I not responding to him? Is that why?
No, you don't have to respond. I just want to know. I mean, clearly you've seen it. Clearly you've seen the tweets.
No, I feel like
you know that you are Boston.
I feel like this is a question like he's asking you to ask me.
No, he's not. This is me being curious because I've seen you tagged, and I just want to make sure that you know that you're busting.
I hit the heart.
Oh, did you? Okay, that's good.
Okay, good.
I can't see that anymore. Hit the heart.
Good. Well,
only he can see it.
He tagged you 9 minutes ago. He tagged actually all of us 9 minutes ago. And he called us all busting smart, amazing, nice kings. So I throw that a heart.
Yeah, look, I just hit the heart. It just went from two to three.
And now I just hit it. It went from there three to four.
Three to four. But, you know, I love the guy. He's I love him. Anthony, the Red Sox fan. Right?
He's
but I can't say have a bussin' day.
Come on. Rob,
can you at least admit that the three of us are bussin' kings?
Yeah, there's no one but no one busses like you guys.
This is great.
Rob, this has been a bussin' conversation.
I mean, am I wrong? I said bussin'. Uh-huh. You're bussin', right? I'm just rephrasing it. No one. It's the act of being bussin'.
That's the three of us.
No one
busses
like you guys.
No, no. We're bussin'.
Right.
Bussin'.
Yeah. I understand that. But no one busses like you guys.
But buses and bussin', that's two different things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take it next level. Well, okay, fine. If it makes you happy, you guys are the bussin'est of all the buses.
Yes.
Yes. Much, there we go.
Oh.
Bussin' kids. You got it. Yeah. You got it.
There we go.
You're the bussin' kings.
All right. That's going to do it for episode, 173 of the most bussin' podcasts in the Red Sox sphere and the whole baseball sphere and probably the world sphere. Two most bussin' podcasters here with me, Sammy and Rob, or Pat and Rob. We're missing Sammy, so I guess two of the three most bussin' podcasters, three of the four. But appreciate you guys tuning in. Remember to subscribe wherever you're getting your podcast: Spotify, Apple, Odyssey app. Download it, subscribe, rate 5 stars. Find us on YouTube on the WEI channel. We got the Playtesty playlist there, has all of our episodes, so you can subscribe to WEI, hit the thumbs up on all the episodes, all that. Support us, support the show. Subscribe to Rob. Baseball Isn't Boring on all your podcast platforms. Follow him on Twitter at Bradfo. Follow at BB Isn't Boring on Twitter and Instagram. Appreciate you guys tuning into this one. Episode 173. Thank you, Rob Bradford, for jumping on with us. This has been Playtesty. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.